Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, known as Mental Illness across all social medias. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy like myself. I've been in psychotherapy for the last 4 years. It helped me. It's changed my life. And also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So today's episode is going to be about lying narcissists. Do narcissists believe their own lies? Why do narcissists lie for no reason? All things lying. So let's get the first one out of the way. Do narcissists believe their own lies? Do we believe our own lies? And the answer is yes and no to this question. Now, I feel like the answer is it depends. So if you catch a narcissist up, in a situation, some narcissists will lie for no reason, y'all. Some narcissists are pathological liars. They're just lying is when they breathe, they're lying. Like they can't even breathe correctly without lying. So, do narcissists believe their own lies? Like I said, it depends on the situation. Like if you catch them up in something, and they have to lie their way out of it, they know they're lying. They know they do. They just know they are. They know that they've been caught up. They know that they are lying. They know that like there's nothing they can do to get out of the situation. So they just lie. They know it's not the truth. If they have just like, it says, if they just cheated on you, you catch them cheating, they have to lie their way out of that. They know they cheated on you. They're going to deny cheating on you. They know, but they know they did it. They know that they did it. So they don't believe that lie because they know that's a lie. But if it's a lie that they've told over time, if there's like a lie that they've consistently said to themselves over and over and over again, a lie that they've continuously, you know, just if they've been telling a lie since they were 8, 9, 10 years old and they are 36 years old now, they believe that lie because that's no longer a lie to them. That becomes the truth. You know what I mean? They've told this lie so long that it has become the truth. So yeah, they believe that lie. So it becomes the truth. So you can't talk them off of it. Even if you grew up with them and you know it's a lie, they will. You did not do that. Like we played football together when we were 8 years old. I mean, we were 10 years old. You did not play receiver, bro. You was sick, but you were 195 pounds in sixth grade. You were not playing wide receiver. You couldn't move. I know what I did. I played receiver. You miserable. Look, and they will fight you. They will fight you tooth and nail to get you to back on their side, to get you to back off of them. Dude, narcissists, sometimes they believe their lies if it's told over time. And it becomes the truth, so if that makes sense to you. If I tell a lie to people long enough, it's no longer a lie to my brain. It becomes the truth. That's why sometimes you see that narcissistic people can pass lie detector tests on stuff that you know is a lie from when they were, that they've been telling for a long time, because it's not a lie to them anymore. It's not a lie to them anymore. You know what I mean? It's really not. It's really not a lie anymore. It's legit. It's legitimately the truth, so they can get away with it. They believe it. It's internalized now. You cannot talk them off of that. Even if you're doing stuff like that, you know what I mean? Even if you're doing things like that today, you see what's going on. You see what's happening. You see the process and how things are going. So that's why I would say if you are with a narcissist that is a pathological liar, and you continuously believe those lies. Like, to a narcissist, we don't even have, it gets to the point where we don't even try hard no more to tell you the truth. Because we know you're not going to leave. Like, if you're going to continue to stay with a narcissist, like, I talk to people so much on my one-on-ones, and they just know their narcissist, the person is lying. I was like, how do I get them to tell the truth? This has been going on for 10 years. I'm like, this is going to be going on for 10 more years. Why would they tell you the truth now? What has changed between now and 10 years ago? Like, to make them start telling them the truth now. Like, there's nothing to say. You've stuck around with them, listening to these lies, believing some of these lies, knowing that they're lying, and you haven't left. So what has changed between now and then? You know what I mean? What has changed between now and then? Like, literally, ask yourself that question right now. They're going to continue to lie to him. It's pathological, y'all. It's in the, like, it's like lying is in the bloodstream. Because I remember, like, little stuff like that with my, when me and my wife were, like, driving down the highway, and I was talking to my oldest son's mom, and I wanted to get off the phone. Instead of just saying, hey, I'm going to hang up right now. I got to go. I just made up a lie. I was like, look, hey, the police are behind me right now. I have to get off the phone. I'm not trying to get a ticket. I'll talk to you later. Bye. My wife was like, why didn't you just take it out? Why you lie right there? Why didn't you just get off the phone? I was like, I don't know. I literally don't know. It was just Kate. That's how I felt the best. I felt like I was, let me tell you, because when I look back at that situation, I know why I was doing it. Because me and her argue a lot. And I felt like if I told her the truth, like I didn't want to go, I wanted to just get off the phone just to, for the sake of getting off the phone. She would have got mad. And I was just trying to avoid an argument. So I was just like, hey, police behind me. So you can't say anything. Like, well, are you going to stay on the phone with the police behind me and get a ticket? If you do that, it's going to take money away from my son, take money away from my kids. What are you doing? You messing things up. You're doing this, you're doing that. Boom, 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 got you. You know what I mean? 100%. And that's why, like I said, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you have to stay ready. You have to stay in your truth. You have to stand in your faith. Because if you don't, you'll end up just like that. You just will. It, you know, you just 100% will. So if you stay with a narcissist over time and you know that they are lying and you want, you're going to continue to stay, you just have to let them know, you know, hey, we both know that's not true. Keep it moving. Don't sit right there and argue, because they're going to start an argument with you. Even though they'll start an argument with you based on a lie that they just made up. You just say, hey, if you say this to them, you say, hey, look, we both know that's not true. We both know what the real truth is. I wish you could just tell the truth and just, you know, be real with me. They'll say something like, why you be real with you? You like I'm fake. You fake. I'll keep it real. I always keep it real. I'm always keeping real. If anything, you need to keep it real. You being fake with me. What have you lied about lately? And then, see, I flipped it on you. Because if you catch them in a lie, and they know you lied, and you call them out on the lie, you'll get the rage. Because the shame kicks in. The shame is the shield for the rage. No, the rage is a shield for the shame. Like, as soon as you start getting to make them feel ashamed, then they'll say, oh, here comes the rage monster that's bubbling beneath the surface. Like, you hear it growling. The rage monster is growling beneath the surface. Like, you murder. Right beneath the surface. Because narcissists, we don't like the feeling of getting caught up. It's just not a good feeling, y'all. I'll just be real with you. Like, I lied to protect myself. And I know that's like, Lee, come on, Lee, brother. That's BS. You don't have to, like, you can protect yourself. You can protect yourself by telling the truth. You know what? The world would appreciate you more if you just told the truth, brother. You know? I know. I think people hear that and see that. They, like, I'm just a compulsive liar. Some people, like I said, sometimes it's just compulsion. Sometimes it's pathological. Lying is breathing. Breathing is lying. Like, it just becomes second nature. And it starts early on in childhood. And if it's not corrected, because, like, when narcissists become narcissists through the trauma that they've experienced or whatnot, they probably had to lie to protect themselves. You know what I mean? Literally, probably had to lie, cheat, steal, whatever, to protect themselves. You know what I mean? Just to keep everything moving, just to keep everything moving forward and things like that. So that's why I tell you, if you're dealing with a narcissist person, sometimes they lying they're lying to protect themselves. Sometimes they're just lying to not hurt you. Then they'll think that too. Look, I'm just lying. I lie to you because I love you. You ever seen a movie, Baby Boy? They'll say some stupid mess like this. They'll say, I lie to you because I love you. I tell them other girls the truth because they don't mean nothing to me. And people will believe that. They think they're sweet. It's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, at least you told me to, like, at least you're real with it. What? At least you keep it real with me. Because, like I said, if you are going to stay with that narcissist and you know that they are lying, this is what you have to deal with, y'all. And I'm not trying to just like this. You get this is what you get. This is literally what you have to deal with. If they could keep lying to you, if they've been lying to you over the years, then they're going to continue to lie to you. If you can stay in this relationship with no trust, no nothing, then that's for you. It might be for you. It might not be for you. That's why I say you have to stand in your truth and stand in your power with whatever decision that you make. I'm not here to judge anybody. Who am I to judge? I'm not here to judge anybody. It's you do you. I'm going to do me. You know what I mean? But I just feel like my line comes from... I just remember growing up and be feeling like if I told the truth, I would get in trouble. And that's how it started. It just kept going. It just kept going from there. Kept going from there, getting bigger. The bigger the lies. The lies kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Changing grades and report cards. Lying about why you got in trouble at school. Bigger, bigger, bigger. And no, and it was never corrected because I was rarely caught because I was such a good liar. Because my lies, like I said, along, over time, my lies became the truth. You know what I mean? So I'll tell you, if you're dealing with a narcissist that you know has been lying since childhood, like some people lie, some people literally lie when you first meet them, a narcissistic person, they'll lie about some big event in their childhood that you will find out later on, you mean that never happened like that. And you ask their sister or their brother or something like that, did this happen to them? I was like, what the hell are you talking? No, that didn't happen to him. He's lying. That, what? No. He was just trying to get you by saying that. No, no, no. He's the, I'm going to have a talk to him about that. They'll be surprised. And sometimes the family members know that they're lying to them. But anyway. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to post another episode today. Or is that a lie? You never know. Mental illness is out. Peace. And if y'all listen to me on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm truly grateful for y'all. Thank you so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.